So what did you think of Zucks? We did not see the keynote. We did not broadcast the keynote today, but we watched and broadcast the keynote yesterday. What did you think?
I think it was pretty amazing because he came out and said, we're going to do something different. We're going to talk about a 10-year plan for Facebook about connectivity and access and connectivity, artificial intelligence, and VR, AR. And so he took through a roadmap there. And I think it was also very important that he made a political statement, too, saying that you can't progress in the world by building walls. You do it by building bridges. And that Facebook believes in connecting people and that good comes from connecting people. And that's what this company is about.
Yeah, that kind of stunned me. I was surprised that he was so political. So now it's, you know, that the scorecard is Tim Cook and Mark Zuckerberg both stepping up and being very political in their keynotes.
Yes. And I think in this case, you know, in Cook's case, it was about an issue that affects the company directly. In Zuckerberg's, it was about a philosophy that says that we're trying to connect the world and the world is getting more disjointed by this kind of talk.
How reasonable is it, though, for Facebook, which is not yet 10 years old, to talk about its 10-year roadmap? That's like a 15-year-old saying, when I'm 40, I'm going to be working in the NBA.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. But he does have a large strategic view where, I mean, he's not giving up. India be damned. He's not giving up on the dream of connecting the world. They put up a map of showing where the population lives versus connectivity. This is clearly where they see huge opportunity.
Yeah.
AI, that's what the news feed does, right? It gives us what it thinks we want based on knowing us. And VR, AR is all about going from discovery to immersion, as they said. So that was all very interesting. And then they did a whole separate track of things yesterday just for media, which was also interesting, around live, around VR, around instant articles. And they care about media and they care about content. So I'm really glad I came. It's really interesting.
One of the things Mark talked about is why they have kind of deconstructed the Blue app. I mean, it was, and in fact, it even shows on this roadmap, you know, the big blue app, the Facebook app, was the heart and soul of Facebook until recently. And then remember, they acquired WhatsApp, they acquired Instagram, they split off Messenger. And I think it's for the first time he kind of, to me, succinctly explained, you know, there's many reasons you might say that you did this. You know, one is, of course, to occupy more home screen real estate. The other is to get notifications and more of them. But I think he described it well when he said there's different ways people share. They share individually, hence the messaging apps. They share to family and friends. That would be for Facebook. And then they share to socially, when that would be Instagram. And that kind of all makes – he mentioned Facebook groups, which I don't think – I think half of people who use Facebook don't even know they have groups.
Yeah.
But it showed that he's thinking a little bit about the different slices of the user base.
Well, it's not just the user base. It's also the use cases.
Right.
The lesson that I think that Zuckerberg gave us in media when it comes to breaking up the big blue app was that we still try to get people to come to one destination that's going to do everything for everybody. That is the mass media way to treat the world. And Zuckerberg recognizes not only that you're an individual, but also that within the day you have different uses and different needs for connectivity and information and entertainment.
What let's talk. There's so much to talk about here. Let me start with bots, with messaging. And I want to make sure Matt and Kevin have something
yes.
to talk about, too. But
we can talk about those.
Let's talk about it, Kevin. What is Facebook is better positioned than anybody to take advantage of messaging, the messaging platform. Yes,
maybe. I mean, the thing is, they've already got two big messaging apps.
And almost a billion users for each.
Yes. I mean, the other big ones, the other people who have lots of users are Google and Apple, and then there's the various Asian messaging apps that already exist and already doing this, and that's the template that they're all looking at. Part of this is the app bubble is over. People aren't installing apps. They're not making money from apps. And a big chunk of Facebook's revenue was from selling ads for apps. So that they've been seeing that vanish for a while. So they're looking for a new platform that they can encourage people to build stuff on. And Facebook has the ability to direct people's attention. That's something they're good at. They have control over the streams. And so they can feed people to that for a while to to make that something that people are paying attention to.
Is this driven by people's needs or driven by businesses' needs? Is this driven by what Facebook wants or Amazon or Google or Apple? Or is it driven by what users are looking for? Is this is a new, this is how users use it now, right?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I think it's driven by them wanting a new conduit and a new place to encourage people to, way for people to interact. Part of it is that users interact with notifications, and the notifications have taken over from the apps as the sort of primary interface to your phone, and the messaging is the notifications that you don't turn off because you may get messages from people. So somebody called it the last unpolluted part of our phones, which was, I think, a very good way of phrasing it. And then now they're busy coming along to pollute it and fill it with commercial.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, it wasn't very compelling to look at 1-800-Flowers and ordering flowers in a messaging app. That was not particularly compelling. It was not something I would want to do particularly.
No, but imagine if you're just, you talk to your phone and you just want to say, send flowers to Mark Zuckerberg, which, by the way, Danny Sullivan did. It was a brilliant maneuver.
Oh, that's funny.
He wanted to test it out. So he sent flowers to Mark Zuckerberg, and then he said, oh, my wife's not happy. So he sent flowers to his wife. I saw Danny just a few minutes ago, and he said that Zuck sent him, immediately said thank you for the flowers.
Oh, he knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very touching.
I don't think messaging per se. I mean, you know, basically all messaging apps do right now is cut up content and feed it to you in spoonfuls. That's no use. But if you imagine conversation as a platform, and if you imagine truly agents who are going to go out and get stuff for you and come back and alert you when it really is worth an alert, then I start to get happy about it.
I followed CNN, you know, I followed a couple of bots just to see. And it isn't a really good use for news. We saw the Quartz app, which was basically the same interface. What's interesting is that the Facebook platform does allow them to do a carousel within Messenger. So I actually get the stories, you know, kind of scrolling horizontally, you know, which is interesting. And then there's buttons on every one so I can read the story, get a summary, ask CNN. And I presume that alerts will come through this way. I don't know if this is better than an app from the point of view of the user. I'll tell you one thing from the point of view of the user. I would much rather talk to a phone representative than have to interact with a company in messaging. That's going to be painful.
Do you think that there's an age difference?
Well, it depends.
Go ahead. Let's let Matt weigh in here.
Well, I'm just curious if there's an age difference, because I'm kind of with you, Leo. I'm like, this sounds like my worst nightmare to have to talk to companies on a chat system, and an automated, you know, AI chat system doesn't sound all that much better. But I'm wondering if people who are, you know, a little younger might feel more comfortable having those sorts of conversations. Maybe I'm the cranky old man, or we're the cranky old men. I don't know.
Well, it does recognize that younger people are much more comfortable interacting with their phone than a tablet or a computer. I mean, that's really where they live. They're probably more facile than you and I are on the keyboard. But I don't. I mean, remember, young people aren't even using Facebook very much. They're using Snapchat, and so. This is going to be a tough one for Facebook, because while they are dominant, for instance, I think Amazon's Echo is a much better platform for ordering flowers than a text-based chat.